it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
All right, back in Baltimore, back at Camden Yards. Yep, in a ballpark where everybody knows your name, as opposed to Fenway Park, where everybody calls you names. Nice to be home, and tonight take on Seattle. With a victory tonight, the Orioles could move ahead of Seattle in the wild card race. And hey, if the Angels get beat, they could move ahead of them too. It's a wild card moment at Camden Yards. Buck and Rock after this on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rock Kubatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Coming off a sweep at Fenway Park, the first road sweep of the season. You're playing a team that had 40 wins at home, that was the most in the league. And yet you guys end up outscoring them 25-4. Is this just a classic example? That's baseball, and that's why you play the games. If you just went by on paper, it would look like you guys are at a big disadvantage.
Well, going into it, but why you can't dwell on that, what happened yesterday, good or bad, we pitched better. We pitched well and made runs matter. And there's a real morale that comes out of that when you go out there and go three up, three down after scoring three or four runs. And it's really kind of kicking the pants to the other team. But, we caught them with some injured players, and we're very fortunate. But it was kind of quite nice to have a quiet Fenway Park for at times. But they had a lot of situations they could have got right back in all those games. But it's behind us. We got a team that's ahead of us in the playoff chase, and we got to be ready to play.
Look, of those three games, I know you had a 16-3 win and the shutout, but was the 2-1 game the most impressive to you? Because there were so many opportunities there for that game to be lost, and you know how tough it is at Fenway in those situations, and you guys still nailed down a 2-1 win.
Well, we talk about there's so many situations that we can win the game instead of thinking about we can lose it. Double play was big. Unfortunately, we walked eight guys and created some situations. You're not going to back in some at-bats to Betts and win many games. But I don't really want to talk about what happened there. We got to move on, and I think guys know that. And I got to sleep in their own beds last night, and it's time to be ready to play because it's we got 30-something games left, and they all matter, but especially now.
And tonight gives you an opportunity to go above 500, first time since June 11th. I know everybody's been obsessing over, the wild card standings and how many games out of first place and everything playoffs. But is that really the next obvious step? Is you had to get to 500, now you've got to get above 500 before you really start thinking about those things.
Well, that's something for everybody to talk about. But, we're going out trying to score more runs than they do in 9 innings or 10 or 11, whatever. And it's pretty obvious that you're not going to playoffs if you're 500 or below. So, obviously, that's a hurdle that has to be crossed, but, that's a given.
Rock Kubatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Roster move today. Mike Wright option. Donnie Hart brought back up. What was the thinking behind that move?
Well, we're trying to be a better team, and Mike needs to start. He's starting on Thursday down there. Keep his options available. Don't want him to sit around too long. Richard Blyer needs a day or so off. He's been pitching a lot of short stints. Don't want to take him for granted. And Donnie Hart's pitching well down there, and they have they have a lot of left-handed hitters in their lineup. Not that Donnie's going to get them out, but we'd like to have a chance to keep them in the ballpark. And we're a better team tonight with Donnie here, and we've got – Zach needs to pitch tonight now, and unless there's some problem during batting practice, that's what he's going to do. But we're in pretty good shape because we were able to pitch pretty well out of the bullpen.
Mariners starting Marco Gonzalez tonight, left-hander. You've seen him before. What should we know about him?
Same thing we talked about before. Fastball, good changeup. You'll see that a lot. You'll see a left-on-left changeup, even though we don't have guys out there. He's not overpowering, but very athletic. This is a guy that moves off the mound. Can repeat pitches. They're really high on him. They think he's going to be a steady influence as he matures down. So he's capable of really running off a good one.
And Chris Tillman on the mound tonight for the Orioles. What are you seeing from him lately that maybe brings you some encouragement that he's kind of getting back on track?
Rocky, it's such a day-to-day start-to-start thing. Chris will tell you when he's feeling it, and he's getting closer, but all that gets thrown out the window when the game starts, and the Mariners are going to tell us how Chris is doing.
And lastly, Wellington Castillo catching again tonight, had a big caught stealing yesterday. If we really dissect the keys of that game, that would be one of them. He's thrown out 50% of runners stealing this year. Was that something that maybe, when you were anticipating when you guys acquired him, that he would be a weapon behind the plate in that regard, or is there a little bit of a surprise there?
Well, I think catchers have a good we have a good reputation here about really placing emphasis on holding runners and times to the plate. And if most catchers this level that throw like Wellington and Caleb do, if you give them a chance, they're going to throw them out. And we put a lot of emphasis, like other teams do, on tagging properly. And, you know, Tim's made some adjustments that made him so. You know, you give them a chance, they'll throw them out. And there might be a lot of other catchers out there like that, that if guys held runners and guys tagged properly. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize the job that John Russell does. But Wellington's been solid, and he's always had the arm strength. And you give him a chance, he'll throw them out.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Tonight, the Orioles, well, looking for a fifth consecutive victory. Momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. Pitching tonight, Chris Momentum Tillman. In a moment, Jim Hunter, as we continue with our warm-up show right after this.
Back home at Camden Yards as the Orioles take on the Seattle Mariners, opening game of this three-game series. And over the weekend in Boston, Jonathan Scope hit a home run, drove in his 95th run of the year to set a record, most RBIs by a second baseman in Orioles history. Jonathan Scope up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles are back home tonight to open the next critical series, first of three against Seattle, and visiting with Jonathan Scope, who the other day in Boston set Orioles history. Jonathan, your home run on Saturday night, it hit the flagpole, by the way, center field. I'm not sure if you know that, which is probably, no one will ever do that again probably, but it was your 95th RBI, so you become the all-time leader in RBIs in a season by a second baseman. What does that mean to you?
It means something special for me, you know, some goal that you achieve that it's going to be history, you know, and you're part of the history, you know, and, you know, I never even believed that I will do that, you know, but, you know, and I feel happy, you know, I feel, you know, proud of myself and proud for my family that I did something special for the history.
Yeah, you have to look at it in the sense that since 1954, when the franchise came here, no second baseman has had more RBIs than you now have. I mean, when you put it in perspective like that, it seems like almost an overwhelming feat.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I go back since, like, JJ taught me this, you know, like, don't put numbers, because if you put numbers, you're going to set for failure, you know, just go out there, have fun, and play, and your number's going to be there, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, you know, go out there, have fun, trying to win, and trying to contribute to my team, and so far the numbers is there.
You know, and Roberto Alomar, whose record you broke, that was the way he played the game. He had a lot of fun. He went out there. Of course, he was a switch hitter, so he had a little bit of an advantage. But that really was his game, and he's the guy you passed, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he's the Hall of Fame. He's the best, and I watch him. I even watch his video. You know, he's the best. You know, he's one of the best. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. You know, and it's an honor for me to pass his record.
The team yesterday finally got back to the 500 mark. It was a wonderful weekend in Boston with a three-game sweep. And one of the things that this team is beginning to do is top to bottom, the team is hitting. There's a lot of balance there. Are you seeing that? And is that something that you expect can continue?
Yes, of course. You know, we have a really good team. You know, and we got a typical cast of our pitcher too. You know, they go out there and they throw 6-7 in it and make us stay in the game. And we score a run for them. And we score a run for them. And they settle down and we get the wins. You know, like yesterday was a good win, 2-1. You know, we scored early for them and then they shut down the Boston, you know, really good team. And, you know, and this team is really good team, you know, and everybody started clicking together. And I think it's the right time, you know, we can keep rolling.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of criticism of this organization outside of Baltimore. What the heck are the Orioles doing bringing players in instead of breaking this team down and looking to next year? And all of a sudden, Jeremy Hellickson is contributing. Tim Beckham is the best hitter in baseball since he got here August 1st. It's got to mean a lot to the guys that like you that have already been here, that Dan Duquette, the organization, went out and said, you know what, I'm not giving up on this year. Now you're right back in it.
Yeah, you know, we have a really good team. You know, why break it up? You know, and we have a chance, you know, this team have a chance, you know, and we, since spring training, we have a goal and trying to win every game possible that we can and trying to get in the playoff and trying to win the World Series. That's our goal. And, you know, and we're not out, you know, we're not out yet, you know, and we're gonna fight till the end, you know, and I sure believe that we're gonna do it.
You've been around here long enough now that you understand the resiliency of this team, and I'm not sure what it is, but it really looked like it was going to be tough to get back in the race, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 and you go to Fenway where it's tough to win and win three in a row. What is it about this group that nothing seems to bother them, and whatever is thrown at them, even if it's negative, they get up and go and play the next day?
This group is really good group of guys. You know, everybody like each other, everybody cheer for each other, you know, and everybody believe in each other. That's the thing, you know, we believe in each other and we cheer for each other, and like everybody got the same mindset, you know, for go to the playoff, and it's fun, and everybody is trying to help everybody out. You know, if I'm doing something wrong, they come talk with me and teach me and trying to get better as a team. You know, that's not even on the field, even outside, you know, we're really good friends too. In the clubhouse, you know, we good and talk about baseball, trying and talk about how we're going to do it to win, you know, and I like this group of guys.
Now, when we were in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, Nelson Cruz had a conversation with you, and he's your buddy. He's the guy you look up to. And he said, okay, well, what are you doing to finish strong? Sure, you got some numbers, but what are you doing to finish strong? You're catching him again in the RBI race, so now you got three games against him. This has got to be special for you.
Yeah, especially, you know, this guy, I was rookie, and, you know, and this guy guided me so good my rookie years, you know, teach me the right things. And I scoffed a lot of rookie, you know, and stay positive, you know. I was getting down a little bit. This guy popped me and gave me up, you know. Stay positive, you know, and work. That's all you're going to work to get better, you know. Work, get better, and your chance is going to come, you know. And it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure for me to play with him, pleasure to meet him. And, you know, we still friends, you know, and he still helped me a lot, you know, even if he's out there. But, you know, I got no word to say with him. Thank you, you know.
And the fact that he went out of his way to help you, and now you're putting up numbers right alongside him, and he's one of the best in his career at run producing, that's got to be pretty special. It's almost like the teacher and the mentor and the pupil are both equals now.
Yeah, they always say, you know, the teacher, you know, the teacher going to teach the student, and the student going to get better. You're going to get better for him, you know. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for him, you know, and I think he's happy what I'm doing, you know, and I think he want me to even pass him, you know. That's him. I know him, you know. He want me to do better than him, you know. I want him to do better than me, and he want me to do better than him. So that's how he is, you know. That's how a good guy he is, you know, and I respect him a lot.
Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at Oriole Park in the win column again. Yeah, they won five in a row now, or is it won five consecutive games, something they have not done since way back on August 2nd. So now, tomorrow night, they have a chance to win a third consecutive series as they entertain the Seattle Ball Club in Game 2 of a three-game set. Orioles now with a winning record. They're one game over 500, and they continue to move up in the wild card standings. Tonight, they move ahead of Seattle, and at the moment, they're tied with the Angels, and they're chasing the Minnesota Twins and eventually also chasing the Yankee Ball Club. And tonight, they win a ball game by one run. The Orioles this season now have a winning record in one-run games. They are now 16-15. Tonight they win it 7-6. They get 16 hits, just one home run, but they win the ball game 7-6. Well, Chris Tillman began in real good fashion tonight. He got him 1-2-3 in the first inning on just 8 pitches with his teammates' defensive help. He delivers, and Cano lines it over to left center on the run. Mancini, he dives, and he caught the ball. Trey Mancini diving toward the gap, giving up the body, fully outstretched, caught the ball, landed on the tummy, and held onto the ball. Nicely done. First it was Beckham and then Mancini, and as a result, Tillman is off to a 1-2-3 start. Yeah, and just 8 pitches in that first inning. Beckham tonight had, I think, by far his best defensive game as a member of the Orioles. Well, the Orioles got 1-2-3 in the first inning as well. And then came the second inning. Tillman began his game tonight with 5 consecutive outs. But then with the bases empty, Valencia came up in the second inning. And now Tillman with a 1-0 pitch. And Valencia, fly ball, left center, well hit. Adam Jones, way back. It's in the bullpen. It's in the Oriole bullpen. Valencia, number 14 for him. 1-0, Seattle. So Tillman, after 5 straight outs, gives up the bomb. Yep, 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second inning. Against the left-hander Marco Gonzalez, Adam Jones led off with a walk in the second inning. With one out, Chris Davis a single, And then Trumbo, he singled to load the bases for Wellington Castillo. Castillo waits. Here it comes. Wellington, line drive, left center. Head ball dropping. That's a base hit. Here comes Jones. He's in. Here comes Davis. He's in. The throw cut off. That's a two-run single. Well done, Wellington. Has given the Orioles a 2-1 lead. Yeah, they go back and forth early in this game. Back and forth. Orioles ahead. And then came the third with one out. The bases empty. Manny Machado, a double. One of three hits for him here tonight. So he's on second base for the second baseman, Jonathan Scope.
The 1-0 to Scope, swinging a bloop towards right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Manny to third. He is being sent. Here comes the throw home from Valencia. It is cut off. Throw to second base, and Scope is tagged out. But the run scores. Machado comes in on an RBI single by Jonathan Scope, and it's 3-1 Orioles.
Yep, 3-1, and then came the fourth inning. Chris Tillman had given up a leadoff double in the third, but he did not allow Seattle to score. And then came the fourth inning with a 3-1 lead, one out, bases empty. Tillman lost his command. He walked Nelson Cruz. Not a good idea. And then with two outs, he walked Danny Valencia. Not a good idea. Ben Gamble came up to hit, and suddenly Seattle had a lead.
And the 0-1 swinging a high fly ball right center field. Adam Jones on the run. That ball's hit far, and that ball is gone. It carries out of here. And Seattle has the lead. Two walks in the inning and a three-run home run, and it's 4-3 Seattle.
So there you go. All those bases on balls. But then came the Orioles in the bottom of the fourth inning. They came back right away. Trey Mancini, a base hit, one of three hits for him here tonight. So he gets aboard, and then Chris Davis got a base on balls. With one out, Castillo singled to again load the bases. It brought up Craig Gentry.
And the 1-1, swinging a line drive. Base hit left field for Gentry. Here's Mancini to score. Davis will be held as Gamble got to it quickly. And Gentry delivers. We are back tied at four.
All right. Then Beckham came up to hit. Now, normally Beckham hits the ball, right, and gets big hits. Well, on this at-bat, the ball hit him with the bases loaded. And Beckham picked up a bases loaded hit batsman to pick up an RBI. Orioles had two runs on three hits. And then came the bottom of the fifth inning. Adam Jones, Mr. Jones, was the leadoff hitter. Here's the 0-1 to Adam, and the ball driven to deep center. Backing up, Heredia backing up, backing up. Wave it bye-bye. Mr. Jones, he hits it to dead center. Number 25 for him. Orioles ahead 6-4. And for Adam Jones, home run number 136 at Camden Yards. No one ever has hit more. No. And Adam, tonight, his 25th home run. And by the way, seven consecutive years now, at least 25 home runs for Adam Jones. That is a club record. And then came the sixth inning. Yep, Tillman was sent out again. Now, he did get the first out, but then he walked Nelson Cruz. Not a good idea. And then he walked Kyle Seager. Not a good idea. Exit Tillman. Enter Michael Givens, who gave up a single to Valencia to load the bases. It brought up Ben Gamble.
And the 1-0 pitch, swinging a ground ball towards the middle. There's a base hit for Gamble. Here's Cruz to score. Here's Seager coming to the plate. He will score, and we are tied. And again, it's the two walks in the inning that set up Seattle. A two-run single by Gamble, who now has a five RBI game. He had a three-run home run in the fourth.
So there you go. Yeah, Tillman in the game tonight walked four men, and they all scored. So, again, not a good idea. After that, the bullpen took over. Donnie Hart came on to pitch in the top of the seventh inning. He gave up a leadoff single, but then Haniger came up to hit off the bench, and that's when Beckham made a sterling defensive play.
Here's the 1-0 line right towards Beckham. He short hops it, throws to second out there, back to first, and a double play. What a play by Beckham. He short hopped it and immediately turned and got it to Scope, and Jonathan did the rest. Wow, 6-4, three and two men down.
Yeah, Beckham, yeah, as we said, his best defensive game as an Oriole. Then the bottom of the seventh inning, Trey Mancini, his third single to get the inning started. And then the big fella came up to hit.
The 1-0 to Davis, swinging a line drive. Base hit down the right field line. That heads to the corner. Mancini hitting the third. He is flying. The ball's misplayed and right by Valencia. Here's Mancini around the score, and the Orioles have the lead. Chris Davis doubles down the line. Mancini was hustling around, and Bobby Dickerson saw the bobble by Valencia and sent them all the way. So the Orioles have the lead back at 7-6.
And right there, Oriole fans, there's your winning run, the way things turned out. Darren O'Day, after Donnie Hart got three outs in the seventh, Darren O'Day came out for the eighth. He gave up back-to-back singles to get the inning started. But then he struck out Valencia. He got Gamble on a fly ball. And then he got two strikes on Seattle catcher Mike Zunino. And here it comes. Fastball, he gets him swinging. He got another fastball, and it was upstairs, and Zunino could not find it. He stayed with the fastball. He gets a big strikeout. Now, Darren O'Day began giving up back-to-back singles. But then he gets him 1-2-3 after that with a couple of strikeouts, and it remains a one-run game. You can hear the fans at Camden Yards in the background. O'Day, 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 O'Day. Yeah, getting it done after getting into some difficulty, but getting out of it. And eventually, it was Zach Britton coming on and looking for closure in the ninth inning. Britton, last time we saw him was Camden Yards last Wednesday when that streak ended of 60 consecutive saves. He's back out there tonight. He struck out the first man he faced, but then he walked Segura. The tying run was on base with only one out. That's when Haniger came up to hit, and Britton, well, he ended it with that nasty sinker. Britton again looks in. And the left-hander comes to a set. Long look, and now delivers. A chopper out to Beckham. He's got it. He's going to step on second. And then on to Davis in the dirt. And the big fella dug it out. Double play ends the game. Britton gets it done. So the Orioles back in the win column. And Zach Britton is back in the save column. And the Orioles here tonight, they win their sixth consecutive series opener as they beat Seattle, and they beat them by one run, and now they move ahead of Seattle in the wild card race. Yeah, the Orioles now one game over 500. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Now, Jim Hunter, he's got the walk-off hero. He's got Buck Showalter. When we continue with the postgame show after this.
Jim Hunter back at Camden Yards on the Browns Honda City postgame show. Orioles win a thriller 7-6, 16 more base hits for the Orioles. They are really pounding the baseball since August the 10th. The Orioles have the highest batting average as a team in all of Major League Baseball. Came into this game since August 10th batting .300, and they get 16 more base hits tonight. The hero of tonight's game was Chris Davis because he drove in the decisive run. An RBI double in the seventh inning broke the 6-6 tie, and the Orioles win at 7-6. Following the game, Chris Davis on Masson with Gary Thorne and Jim Palmer.
Well, the Orioles win at 7-6, and in no small part, Chris Davis's role in this couple of runs scored. Had a double, single walk. Apparently is going to pie himself. Not going to wait for Adam Jones. Just going to take care. Do you want to do it now, or you want to wait
gonna,
and answer questions?
Hold it
for a minute.
Let everybody take a good look at it.
Okay.
I'm not sure what we got.
You want to check the flavor on that, of course.
Yeah. Some sort of orange cream.
Sort of orange.
I don't know.
You don't know? Hey, congratulations on the offense, but the last pick to end the ball game, big play, Chris. The defense, what a night.
Well, I feel like a lot of nights the glove talks a little louder than the bat, trying to work on that. But, you know, I'm always trying to pick guys up. We have a great infield. We got a lot of guys that can go get it, and all I got to do is catch it, I guess. But, you know, I was proud of the way our pitching staff, our bullpen came in there and kept us in the game, and we were able to come through with some big hits late and get a win.
Well, I know you said you didn't want to talk about your hitting, but you've made some adjustments. You just, you know, I make your living trying to, you know, get guys out or whatever. You notice when a guy's more quiet, and you know Pagan's got a nice arm, and I tell you what, it's just so simple to get to that fastball to win it with a double down the right field line.
Yeah, I think, you know, the last couple of games I felt a lot calmer, quieter, whatever you want to call it, in the box, and just I'm not trying to do too much. And you know, a lot of times the thing that works against me is just trying to go out there and be too aggressive. So trying to slow things down and just take what they give me.
I see, Chris, and it's not the first time it's been with the Orioles here for a number of years now. the pride in playing great defense continues to shine. You can tell by the response that you guys give when an outstanding defensive play is made. You really feel that stuff during the game, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and we take a lot of pride in our defense. You know, we want our pitching staff to go out there and just focus on their game and not have to worry about defense. And there's a lot of work that goes into it, a lot of preparation. And, you know, Bobby D has been big for every infielder, getting us the reps and preparing us to go out and play.
How about Swaggy T with his play at shortstop today?
Yeah, he made a couple of plays that, I mean, it's just, what can he do? You know, I mean, right now he's riding high, and he's been fun to be around. And I think he's brought a little bit of life to this club.
Chris, we really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. I don't know what you're going to do with the pie, but we'll wait and watch.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so Chris Davis with the big blow against Seattle in the seventh. Mancini singled to lead off the inning, his third consecutive hit of the night. He went 3-for-4. And then Davis ripped the ball down the right field line to score Mancini all the way from first. And the Orioles get the opener here by a final of 7-6. Birds have now won 5 in a row since they last won 5 in a row July 29th through August the 2nd. And they're now a game above 500, first time above 500 since June the 11th, when their record stood at 31-30. So the O's win at 7-6. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments from Buck Showalter.
Obvious question, but how important is it to get to that point while everybody's focused on pennant races and whatever?
Well, you know, we talked about that earlier. I think it's pretty obvious that if you're 500 and below, you're not going to playoffs. So that's the obvious thing. But until you take care of some other things that, you know, mathematically we know that's a given. So that's what I take out of it. That, you know, so, but you got another game tomorrow that will take you back in a different direction. It's the world we live in.
Well, to follow up on that also, you know, you've now jumped over the Mariners, and you talked before about having so many teams in between you and the playoff hunt. Is there something to that, too, to getting a team? I know it's only one game, but getting a team behind you as well?
No, not really, because they're not behind you. Tomorrow they could be ahead of you. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. You can't assume anything. You just got to keep your head down and try to win the next game and figure out a way to score enough runs to do it. Tonight it was 7 runs. And tomorrow it could be 9, it could be 3. A lot's dictated by how you pitch and how they pitch. It's just assume the position and see what you need to deliver to win the game.
Are you relieved for Britton to get back in there and get another one?
I don't know if relieved's the word. You know, it's just it takes some patience, you know, to, for instance, not use him yesterday or the day before and let stuff take its course. And, it's just the patience. It's hard this time of year to have that. But we all know what Zach's capable of doing, just like Chris Tillman. We know what he's capable of, you know, because you got a track record with him. But Zach will be the first to tell you, you know, tonight was tonight and tomorrow's tomorrow. Just hope we get another situation for him. He was going to pitch the ninth inning tonight regardless of the score. In fact, I told him that after the seventh inning. You know, it's tough because you're trying to manage that game and have a safety valve if he has an issue physically out there, which he didn't. You know, they made some adjustments and some things, and you know, because you're trying to, I'm not going to use Castro or Blyer tonight. You know, if we don't make that move for Donnie Hart, we may not win tonight. So those are the type of things you got to do.
Well, you guys have had 5 in a row, and guys have kind of talked about finding that consistency. I mean, you feel like you have a lot of guys clicking right now offensively, and does it kind of change the dynamic of a team when you have a winning streak like this?
Yeah, the consistency comes from delivering what is needed that night. It means, okay, if we get shutouts every night, we're going to win a few in a row. Okay, tonight you need to score 7 runs. That's what I'm saying. You just got to deliver what the need is that night. I mean, Tim Beckham had a great night at shortstop defensively. That's probably one of the keys to the game, even from the first play on. And that was needed tonight. And you just got to, you never know when a major spot in the game may turn it one way or the other. You know how hungry they are for what we're all trying to get to.
Adam Jones made oral history tonight with the stuff.
I don't believe. I saw that on the board.
What does that mean?
That's some select company. That's some select company. And you know, I've said many times, you couldn't ask for a more consistent personality, more consistent player. You know, just, and I know I appreciate him every day, and until, you know, I think he's one of those guys that everybody does appreciate because he does a lot of things that other people can't do, and that's post up and, you know, through thick and thin, there's been a common denominator you could count on. That's Adam.
How do you hear outing from Tillman tonight? Three hits, four walks, all four walks scored, a couple of homers. What did you see there?
First of all, that's a good lineup. That's a good lineup, and there's not many breathing spots in there. And, you know, he elevated some balls. He hung a slider to Gamel, and, of course, other guys just, you know, you're trying to contain guys like Cruz and Cano, and then if you drop your guard, the rest of them gets. I mean, the leadoff hitter's top five, I think, in hitting in the American League, and it's a challenge. But Chris was elevated a lot, and but there were some good, too. There's some good, too.
Wrap.
So postgame comments from Buck Showalter as the Orioles win 7-6 over Seattle. Birds have now won five in a row and go back above 500 at 66-65, first time since June 11th they've had a winning record.